Zurnik. V zadnjih tednih smo med povečanjem izraelske agresije nad palestinskim ljudstvom preplavljene z pretresljivimi podobami. Žal te pogosto trčijo ob apatijo tistih, ki so jo, oddaljene od dogajanja, lahko privoščijo. Današnji termin kulturnega obzornika posvečamo pogovoru z nekom, ki se proti tej apatiji s svojim delom aktivno bori in se postavlja po robu nestrpnosti ter agresiji. To je gledališki ustvarjalec Džirijes Abu Džaber.
Hello, my name is Džirijes Abu Džaber. I am from Bethlehem, Palestine, from the West Bank. And I have specialized in performing and scenography. And now I am living in Prague, in Czech Republic. And I am doing my master's degree in directing of device and object theater. And this is my second year in my studies.
Zanimalo nas je, zakaj svojo gledališko pot nadaljuje prav na študiju snovalnega gledališča in gledališča objekta. Kaj so možnosti, ki jih ponuja ta usmeritev?
Frankly, I was like working in the classical theater before, so text-based theater, and at the same time then I thought about I want to find my own perspective, and that's why I chose to go to the directing. And from that point, I was like very interested in the materials on stage and finding the context of why and what is the material that can be expressing of sending a message, and at the same time joy and the transformation, and at the same time also the objects, how they can be really interesting on stage, of getting this different type of dealing with them, our everyday objects, our everyday way of thinking, how can we explore it on stage in a different way.
Material, ki igra veliko vlogo v njegovi performativni poetiki, pogosto nosi poseben pomen. Da pa razumemo vlogo materiala, moramo razumeti kontekst Džirijesovega ustvarjanja.
I am a person that is unfortunately a victim of occupation, at the same time a person that is coming from a violent background of the context of my country, but at the same time I want to express it in order to heal and in order to grieve. So my main point and my main research, which I took from the beginning until now and I want to go on with, is construction and deconstruction of my stories, and at the same time how can I talk about it in a non-victimizing way.
Sogovornik še dodatno poudari, da se nerad dojema kot žrtev, saj v sprejemanju pozicije žrtve vidi neemancipatorno resignacijo.
But at the same time I have to be true to myself and to my people and to my society, and how I can talk about it in a fair way, that people stop stereotyping Arabs, stop stereotyping Palestinians, and just go to the idea of, okay, these people are existing and these people are humans and they are not monsters and they are not extremists, because unfortunately people always forget that extremism is everywhere and extremism is really filling the whole world, but people are seeing extremism in some places but they are not seeing it in other places. And is it my color face, my beard is black, so I am stereotyped and I have to be really spoken about me that I am a monster or I am a danger to the people? Or it is like my character and my personality and my emotions, and I'm a normal human that people can deal with me, except and don't really look at my how I look.
To nasilje izhaja iz stereotipizacije, zelo uspešne taktike razčlovečenja. Zato je ključen cilj ustvarjalca razbijanje stereotipov. Kako se tega loti, nam pojasni na primeru performansa Catwalk, dekonstrukciji modne piste.
We are almost like naked on the stage because we want to show that we have a normal bodies and we have like not a stereotype body on stage. And this is part of deconstructing the ideas that people has already before the before the show begins. And then from this point, the performers transform from normal models into monsters and animalistic movements. And this point, it transforms the stage from this stereotyped idea of catwalk into monsters and into animalistic, which is the type of the research that I have made the last semester, which is talking about if a nation wants to colonize another nation and to colonize their countries and their spaces, they have to make propaganda, and the propaganda of the people that has to be people that they are monsters and they have to be destroyed because we have the right to kill them and we have the right to deal with them in this way. And then the people give and allow killing and allow genocide and allow all of these, unfortunately, the negative point of making people look ugly and bad in the people's minds.
Potem, ko se nastopajoči razčlovečijo, nastopi čas za ponovno učlovečanje. To pa v enačbo stopi material.
We go back to humans and humans that are in need to be white in order to be accepted. And from this point, which is a part of my experience, which is I have been stereotyped here so much and I had faced two times violence, one of them in the supermarket, that I have been attacked because I am a dark person. So then I just thinking about, oh my God, if I am blonde, if I am colored eyes, blue or green, and if I am white, then I can be less stereotyped. I can be like accepted anyways. And from that point, I started using the gyps, which is like the plaster, which is used in the building. And from that point, we bring it on stage and we start putting it on our heads first, the gesture of whitening, and then we start whitening all of our bodies.
It's so strange that you don't remember any of your poetry.
Ko se gips posuši na telesih performerjev, se začnejo luščiti in bele odlitke sebe podajati gledalkam. Naposled pa izdelcev gipsa ustvarijo pošast, belo pošast. Sporočilo je po avtorjevih besedah:
Don't force anyone to be white, because if you want me to be forced to be white, I can be white, but I can be a white monster that you will not like.
Pri svojem delu Gyries uporablja tudi lutke. V oči sta nam padli na družbenih omrežjih prisotna Saba in Aziza. To sta lutki iz gline in papirmašeja. Naredil ju je med pandemijo, ko je bilo ustvarjanje skrajno omejeno. Obema lutkama je pripisal zgodbo, ki govori o izkušnji okupacije in izgnanstva. Zgodbo Sabe je povezal z izkušnjo begunstva svoje družine.
My family are from Nazareth. Nazareth is a city in the north of Palestine, which is now Area C, and it's occupied by Israel. And they they call it now Israel, unfortunately. So my family was from Nazareth, and then they expelled out of the country in 1948, and then they decided to go back to Palestine on the 1975, 76, something like this. And they couldn't go back to their houses. They couldn't go back to Nazareth. They decided to stay in Bethlehem.
Tudi Saba je begunec, ki se po dolgih letih iščila vrne v domovino. Saba in Aziza sta sicer lutki, a imata obe zelo bogato zgodbo, ki na intimen način zrcali izkušnjo palestinskega naroda. Gyries je v Prago seboj pripeljal Sabo, v katerem vidi družabnika iz časov izolacije in spomin na dom. Sicer lutki nastopata v videih, ki jih lahko vidimo na Gyriesovih družabnih omrežjih. Saba pa se avtorju pridruži tudi na odru in celo izven striktno performativnih dogodkov.
When the problems and like the war happening on Gaza and people are really like dying and have been killed, I decided like, okay, I maybe it is the time that I want to take Saba to the demonstration, and he has the right also to demonstrate, as I am willing to demonstrate for my right, for my people's right. And unfortunately, there is one, I don't know, extremist journalist who took a picture of me and he posted on one of the platforms that they are bringing puppets as anti-Semitic and Nazi. And he started like doing so much stupid talks, and I really didn't care about it so much because he doesn't know the backstory of Saba and why he's existing and why I am bringing him to the demonstration. While unfortunately, it's always like these stories are always said about Palestinians and about our activities because you know it's one-sided story, it's propaganda.
Gyrias se ne zmeni za prazne očitke, ki izvirajo iz nepoznavanja njegovega dela in prazne nastrojenosti. Prav tako pa se upira tudi apatiji do vojnega dogajanja, ki jo pogosto zasledimo na privilegiranih območjih.
I would say that people sometimes just tell, like, stay in front of us that, oh, you know, I'm fed up with war, I'm fed up with these stories and I want something just fun and I understand, and I really would love to have so many stuff that are really fun and powerful at the same time, but I'm pretty sure that what I'm doing and the stories that I have are really worth watching and really worth talking about for myself and for the people, because I believe that I have so much to talk about. And unfortunately, we can't ignore that our lives are really affected by colonization, by wars, by extremism, by anti-humanistic ways of how things are really getting. There is so much wars that we can't just ignore, like what is happening in Palestine or what's happened in Syria, what is happening in Yemen, what is happening until now in Africa, what is happening in the US, what is happening in Latin America, in Ukraine, in everywhere there is wars. So we are humans and we are living in this world. So we can't just say, like, I can ignore it and now we are living in peace and everything is perfect. Unfortunately, we are going back to this crazy period of time.
Gyriasov upor pronica skozi njegov gledališki izraz. Liki, ki jim daje glas, pa prečijo meje domišljijskega in se mu pridružijo na ulicah. Tam se mu v shodu za mir pridružujemo tudi mi. Če ga pa želimo videti v gledališču, nas mora pot zanesti v Prago, kjer konec meseca s catwalkom nastopa na festivalu Crescent Moon Above Prague. Pogovarjala se je Nastja.
Nič se ne dogaja, nobenih eventov, nobenih jobov ni, tema skratka, to je to.
Poslušali ste Kulturni obzornik.